So joining us right now on the radio show from the Mariner broadcast team, the voice of baseball in Seattle, our old friend Rick Riz with us. Rico, how are you, pal?
I'm doing fine, Softy. Hi, Dick. How are you? I'm doing fine, and we've got a big night tonight here at T-Mobile Park, getting ready to take on the Yankees with Mr. Judge in game two of the three-game series. Look to even things up.
Yeah, so. Well, listen, man, we'll talk some baseball in a few minutes, but I want to begin by just getting some thoughts from you on what you said the other day when you were on the air. You told folks about your prostate cancer situation, and first of all, you know, what I noticed, as I'm sure Dick did as well, and I hope you did too, Rick, is all the just reaction, the love that came from people all over the place wishing you well when they heard that news. So maybe just kind of talk more about why you decided last week, Rick, to go public with that news.
Yeah, I discovered I was diagnosed with prostate cancer and grade one, which is, if you're going to have prostate cancer, that's what you want. I've been very, very fortunate, very blessed to have grade one, grade two or three. You got to do something about it, chemo, radiation, remove it, especially four or five, grade four or five, you have to do that. I really didn't tell anybody. I told Kevin Martinez and the guys I work with. But a couple of days ago, we had Michael Milken on, who's from the Prostate Cancer Research Foundation. And they have raised millions and millions of dollars with a home run challenge to help find a cure for prostate cancer. It is a very curable disease. So I discovered that I had it. So I'm talking with Mr. Milken. And I said, Mr. Milken, I just say on behalf of everybody with prostate cancer, I want to thank you for what you're doing. I said, I was just diagnosed with grade one prostate cancer, which is the best you could possibly have, last December. And I want to thank you because you're saving lives, and early detection is the key. So that's all I mentioned and talked about it. And he said, active surveillance. I said, yes, that's all I have is active surveillance. I don't have to do anything right now, which is incredible. I have one of the best oncologists in the city, Dr. Lynn, who's with the Fred Hutch and also the UW Medical Center. So I just have to keep an eye on it. I had my biopsy back in December, where they take 12 cores out of your prostate and four or five of the cores had cancer, but it was minute, but it is grade one, which is the best, like I said, you can have. So all I have to do is keep doing my PSA tests. And gentlemen, if you're 45 or 50 or older, get in and get your PSA tests. If it's out of that 0 to 4 range, you got to start keeping an eye on it, because mine came out of the 4 range, you know. Every year you have a physical that went up to 5, 5.5, 6, 7. Then it got up to 8 on my last physical. My doctor, Dr. Rainier Van Cuveren in Nisqually, said, Rick, you know what? Let's take a look at this. You know, it's going higher and higher every year, so that's a red flag. So he ordered a biopsy for me, and that's when I discovered I had cancer. But it's grade one. And I went to two doctors besides Dr. Lynn, and they both said the same thing. We're just going to keep an eye on it. No chemo, no radiation, don't have to have it removed. So I'm very, very lucky. But I want to send the message to all the guys out there, get your physical, keep your eye on those levels of your PSA, and if it's getting higher and higher and higher, if it gets out of that 4 range, do something about it, because it's very curable. So that's how that all started. I had no idea what the reaction was going to be, you know, from the baseball fans here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm not on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, but I was told by Shannon Dreher and others. So I really appreciate the outpouring of the concern by the fans, which is very, very nice. I love the fans here in the Northwest. But my message was for guys at that age to please go and get tested, because it's very curable. I ran into a guard and usher outside the visiting clubhouse the other day. We were playing the Pirates. He said, Rick, I heard you on the radio with Michael Milken. He said, I've just made an appointment with my doctor for Tuesday. That was like, you know, 4 days ago. So we can have an impact. I'm ready to talk about it, because I want to help people, help guys to make sure that if they do have prostate cancer, it's very curable.
Well, and Rick, I'm glad you mentioned people in their 40s, because I think this has always been something, all these cancers have been something that, yeah, you don't need to worry about until you're 55 plus, but that's not the case anymore, right?
No, it's not, Dick. It's not. You got to keep an eye on it. It's affecting guys. You know, basically 50 was it, but you don't want to turn 50 and find out you're grade 4 or 5 where you have to have it removed. You know, check, and it's just a simple blood test. So that's all that it takes. So, yeah, now you know, get a check when you turn 40, when you turn 35. It's just a blood test. It's an extra deal, you know, when you go get your physical taken with your family physician. So just go there and get it done.
No doubt. You know, I was telling you guys off the air, I got a friend of ours in Maui who never had a colonoscopy and found out last week that she has prostate cancer because she never did have the colonoscopy and could have avoided all of this and maybe gone down the road that you're going down. So, look, you know, Rick, it's different, you know, for Dick and I to go on the air and say, get your colonoscopy, get checked out, make sure you're up to date. It's one thing for us to say it, but when you say it, I think it really inspires a lot of people because your voice carries a lot more weight than ours does. So really appreciate you diving into this, man. What's next for you from a daily basis perspective? I know people worry about you. They love you when it comes to doing your job, flying with the team, traveling, doing games every single day. Yeah. Status quo for you in the meantime, is that right?
Well, right now my doctor said eat a lot of broccoli. Oh, and for some reason, broccoli is a miracle vegetable, you know. So, unfortunately, I love broccoli, so I'm going to eat a lot of broccoli. And I have to stay away from charred foods, you know. They said that's not real good. So, that's cuts out, you know, some steaks. I'm still going to eat my steaks at Jack's Grill in Israel with relocation. And, you know, ribs and things like that. It's kind of stay away from that or cut that down. But, you know, eat a good diet. Exercise, do all the right things, the common sense things. But the main thing is listen to your body. You know, you don't know that prostate cancer is there. You know, you might have to run to the bathroom a bunch more times. That was, you know, issue for me too. So that's what I went in and got my physical. And you got to listen to your body, listen to your doctor, and do the right thing, and you're going to live a long, long, healthy life. I was told by all the doctors that I visited, especially the ones that are, you know, taking care of me right now, that if you die at the age of 90, guys that die at age of 90 die with prostate cancer. They don't die from prostate cancer. So if you take care of it early, if you grab it early, it's not going to have that horrible, you know, final decision on your life. You can live a long, healthy life, but get checked. Early detection is if you get that PSA test.
Fantastic advice from the voice of the Mariners, Rick Riz. How about some baseball? Should we talk a little baseball, Rick? You want to talk a little baseball? All right.
Yeah.
You know, I was at the park last night. Beautiful night. I want my team to win always. But if my team's not going to win, at least I can see a first ballot Hall of Famer doing first ballot Hall of Fame things. I mean, that was one of the more impressive individual accomplishments I've ever seen in person last night.
You know, Aaron Judge, if you're going to pay somebody $360 million, you give it to a guy like that. Because, you know, he's not just a hitter, which he's a great hitter. He's hits home runs. And I've compared him, believe it or not, I've got the numbers I'm going to talk about on the radio tonight, to Babe Ruth for the amount of years he's played with the Yankees at the same age. But he plays great defense. He took a home run away from Teoscar Hernandez last night. He went way over the fence at right field. He's 6'7", 6'8". He made an incredible catch. The guy can run. He sells a lot of jerseys. You know, he does that. He's very marketable. He's a great kid. He's got the great smile. He loves the game. He loves playing it. He was the American League MVP last year. So, you know, it's special to see players like that. I just hope Logan Gilbert strikes him out four times tonight. That would be great. But you appreciate the great players in the game. He's one of the great players in the game, no doubt about it.
You know, Rico, when you talked about him selling jerseys and he loves the game, all that stuff, great guy. For a split second, I thought you were talking about Julio Rodriguez because he shares a lot of the same traits as Aaron Judge, and he might make as much money as Aaron Judge, by the way. So Julio was the player of the week in the American League. His numbers have been rising in the last week and a half or so, really kind of similar to what happened a year ago when he began slow, and then right about the 34-35 game mark, he began to take off. But I want to ask you, Rick, as a guy that travels with him, as a guy that's with him every single day, maybe let the fans in a little bit behind the scenes and talk about what kind of kid, what kind of guy this Julio Rodriguez character is.
You know, Julio is the kind of kid that if you go out to a Little League game and you see that one or two kids that are, you know, they, number one, they got talent, but they're out there having fun. They're smiling, they're laughing, they're playing with their buddies, and they're getting base hits and running around like crazy, and they've got talent, but they're playing the game with pure joy of a kid. That's what I'm seeing from Julio Rodriguez all last year and again this year, even when he was struggling. He was working hard to get back, and I saw what he did to get back. We can talk about that. But he's got that smile on his face. You know, I went to the Mariners team store today, and holy smokes, there's Julio Rodriguez jerseys, of course, all over the place, and why not? He's the face of the franchise. This kid is just loaded with talent, loaded with ability. But what I like more than anything is the way that he plays the game. He plays it right. But he, at the age of, what, 22, he already has the J-Rod squad out there in the no-fly zone. He's got his own section already. It took Felix a few years to get the, you know, the Kings court down the left field line. He already has that. And was American League Rookie of the Year and All-Star last year, his first year in the big leagues. He's just a joy to be around. He couldn't be any nicer to you, to us and the media, to the fans. I see him signing autographs all the time. He's just a jewel, and we're so lucky to have him.
Well, another guy that's having a lot more fun this year than he did last year is Jared Kelenic. Oh. Explain what you're seeing from year to year, last year to this year with J.K.
Dick and Sophie, I'm seeing a great approach, and he's staying with it. He hasn't wavered one bit. You know, last couple of years he really struggled, and, you know, swinging the pitches out of the strike zone, he wasn't happy. He went to Arizona, and he worked hard on reshaping his swing. And his process, you know, he tries to hit the ball hard off the top of the wall in straightaway center field, and he stays with that approach. And if it's a little bit early, he could pull the ball. A little bit late, he could drive the ball to left field. He comes out for early BP all the time, and all he does is drive the ball to left field. And Edgar Martinez was standing there. I said, Edgar, look at this kid. I said, you did that when you took early BP in batting practice. What did that make you do? He hit the ball to right field all constantly. He says, I can keep my hands inside the ball. Now I can use foul line to foul line. You show me a 300 hitter, and I'll show you a guy that uses foul line to foul line. You show me a guy that hits 210, I'll show you a guy that tries to pull ball, doesn't try to hit the ball the other way. But that's what Kelenic does. And he has shrunk the strike zone. You know, if the pitch is like an inch outside, he doesn't swing at it. Inside, outside, up, down. He has great command on the strike zone, and now he's forcing pitchers to throw him strikes. He's getting out in front of the count. He's strong, he's quick, he's athletic, and he's having one heck of a year, and I love this kid. Yeah. And defensively, he's taken away a lot of doubles and made them singles. That's a joy for the pitchers. Now a ground ball double play gets him out of the inning. He's having a great year.
Rick Riz, we love you, and we are thrilled to have you on the radio show, and cannot thank you enough, man, for coming on the air and sharing your story. I saw that over Twitter when I was out of town last week and said to myself, we got to get him on because this is really important stuff to have your voice because it carries a lot of weight, man. So thanks for doing that. Best of luck down the road. Whatever you need from us, we're always here for you. And I can't believe you love broccoli, by the way, because I can't stand it. But hey, it works out for you.
Well, Softy, I love you guys too. Softy and Dick, thank you very much. And again, I just want to let guys know, 40, 45, 50, whatever you are, get checked, get a physical, and have that PSA tested. It could save your life. I'm fine. I appreciate the outpouring of affection and concern by the fans. I want to thank each and every one of them out there. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, guys.
You're the man.
Thanks, Rick.
Great stuff. Rick Riz with us on the radio show. We're going to break. More to come on a Tuesday night from the Emerald Queen Casino Sportsbook right here on 93.3 KJRFM.